We're live.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Rippling Off the Handles. I'm your host, Kevin Javier, and as always, my co-host, Renaud Preville.
What's up, guys?
Off camera, on sound, we've got Randy Vega.
What up, bitches?
All right, guys, let's talk about this weekend. We had a great show with the one and only Mick Foley at the Spot in Wynwood, thanks to Sean Mullen. Shout out to him.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, let's talk about that and how Renaud totally creamed his pants while meeting Mick Foley.
Yes, I definitely fanboyed out.
That he did. If you guys want visual proof.
I hope you threw out those boxers.
He probably got them up in his wall in the fucking
Yay!
No, it's in the glass case. Yeah, he's hanging up in the wall like, Mick.
One day he's going to pawn them. One day he's going to sell them and someone's going to pawn them off. Oh, these are Renaud Preville's jizz boxers.
Worth $5 million.
So, yeah, I got video of Renaud, like, literally when... Okay, so let me set the scene up.
I don't think I've ever seen him smile that much.
I have.
I'm happy sometimes.
Yeah, I saw him. All right, so let me set the scene up for you guys. It was downtown Miami. It was a place called Renaud's, the spot, and I had got a phone call. Actually, I got a message from Sean Mullins, Jay Guy as well. We both said, hey, yeah, we'd love to do a show, but we need to get Renaud on there and Kevin. And, you know, it was like, oh, there's only really one spot at the moment to give extra. So I was like, all right, that needs to go to Renaud because he started
hands down,
give it to him extra. So we're like, all right, cool. And then when we got there, somebody had dropped out. So we're like, yo, Kevin on. Mm-hmm. So we got the whole... You know,
all three of us were all the whole wolf. Wrestling off the head.
How do we say our name? Woth.
Wrestling right. off the handle.
We got the whole Wrestling Off the Handle squad on the show, which is cool. But
that's dope.
Yeah. So I got a vlog, right? It's on YouTube, Randy V Comedy Vlog. So if you want to see Renaud literally jumping for joy, fanboying. Yeah, so when he came out, they played his theme song, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is the car crash and then. So then everybody's still going, Foley, Foley, right? You would expect a bunch of white boys to be jumping around in the air, like clapping and shit like that.
Nope, it was this guy jumping around.
This man is jumping up, clapping, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Like a 12-year-old at a Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah. But hey, all respect, though, because I wanted a fanboy too, but since you two were both going hype the whole time,
yeah,
you guys were both at it, somebody had to keep their composure. But no, it was fun, man. Yeah.
I was a jumping.
And I gotta say,
like,
he was probably the most humble guy I've ever met. Like,
I know for a guy that doesn't need to be.
Did not have an arrogant bone in his body.
Not at all. And I respect the fact that. Okay, so we were there. I didn't even say this either. So us three comedians, we went down there for a comedy show to perform and open up for the guy. Because apparently he didn't want a headline. He just wanted to put a little show together. He'll just drop in, do a couple minutes, and then keep the show going. Right.
Exactly. He was just in town, I guess,
but apparently,
officiating a wedding and just wanted to do some time.
Yeah, so apparently Sean Mullen screwed up and put him as the headliner.
Yeah, he didn't.
And he really did try to back out. He's like, I don't want to, like, I'm working on material. That's it. But I give him respect for it because he's not like other, like, celebrities that just try to come and do comedy because, like, hey, they have fame, whatever.
They have a name.
He's actually out there putting in the work. Exactly.
He's bombing, eating a dick, having a good show.
He's coming out to hole-in-the-wall spots like Renaud's to do some comedy, which... Absolutely respect to see him actually try at the craft instead of, you know, because he could have easily used his fame and fortune to just book shows at the Improv or any A-list clubs. But he's like, nope, I'm going in the trenches.
No, yeah, he gets it, which is cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just love that when he came up, he was like, where can I park?
Oh, no, it was so.
And all three of us are like,
don't know. Hold on. Stop putting me in the going crazy section, because I was like, yo, you can park over there. And that was like the hypest I got, because after that, Kevin's like, hey, you could. Back, but he's like, I got the camera. And then Kevin walks away from him, smiling from ear to ear. He's like, holy shit, I just helped him back up. Like, it was hilarious seeing everybody's reaction. Don't lie, fucker. You're lying.
I'm not denying it.
He's like, yo, I just helped Mick Foley park. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I was Mick Foley's valet.
When I shook his hand, I said, like, you know, thank you. I like bowed down. I was like, thank you for everything you did in wrestling, man. I was super happy. And super excited.
You made him feel like a god.
Because he is.
You gave him, like, the off the bat, like, fangirl speech in like 2 seconds. You said it all.
Of course, he deserves it.
If you want to see like the biggest cheesiest smile,
check Renaud's Instagram. Oh yeah,
hey, it's Renaud.
Ear to ear, mouth open, and everything.
You can see his esophagus because of how wide his mouth was and he was smiling.
I've never been that happy. And when I was jumping around, also I'm a 200-pound black guy. And so,
he was getting burnt in that picture. The one black dude out jumping all the white people in that video, that's Renaud. He was the only one.
Exactly.
I can jump.
Boy had vert.
That might have been the whitest moment of your life.
I broke my phone and cared. I did not care at all.
Yeah. While I'm recording, I hear something go crunch, and I look down, and while he's jumping, he lands on his phone once.
Yeah.
Jump back up. So I kind of slid it from him. I'm like, Ronald, your phone. And he's like, I don't give a shit. I'm like, he's only saying that because I'm his ride home. He knows he's getting home.
Yeah, man. It was a fun time, man. It was a great experience to be on that. Thanks, Sean, for doing that for us.
And, yeah, getting to share the stage with someone we called our hero. It was a great time.
It was still my hero.
It was cool. And it was cool afterwards because we took a photo, which will be the background for this video. When we took the photo, because, and I hate saying, I'm not sounding like an asshole, but because you two were still like in like the ah moment and you guys are talking to him. Like, oh, we let's take a photo.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm not. So I was like, I kind of moved you guys a little bit away from him real quick so I can talk to him. Like, I pulled sideways. I told him, I was like, hey, look, these two are still geeking out over you. I'm fully geeking out too, but one of us got to keep our composure to talk to you. The black kid next to you, and I pointed to you, and he laughed. And I was like, that's Ronald Preval. He's a comic. He was on the show tonight as well. This guy over here, who looks like he's going to rob someone in the back of an alley, Kevin Javier. He's a comic as well. My big ass is the comic / soundboard of a podcast that Ronald put together called Wrestling Off the Handles. And it's a wrestling podcast. We talk about other shit as well. Since we're comics, you probably fit right in with the comics. Since you're trying to do comedy now, you're going through the grind. You get that. We're comics doing the same thing, and we like where you came from. So I think it'd be a cool back and forth if you ever wanted to get on. You know, maybe talk to us a couple minutes, even if it's a phone, whatever. It was, I come down every couple months, you know, to visit family and do stuff like that down here. So, I mean, I'm in the area. I reach out to Sean to get your information. So, hopefully.
Yeah, one day we'll probably get, you know.
You'd probably be the first legend to come onto the podcast. And
That would be great.
Talk some shit.
I would definitely love to, you know, that'd be a cool experience, man. Yeah, but hopefully that'll happen in the future, maybe in 2019.
And besides Mick being there, all three of us, I think, had amazing sets that night.
Yeah.
Not single one of us bombed. I don't think anyone really bombed off that lineup either.
No. It wasn't – nobody bombed, but you can tell who was there for
– who was there for Mick and who wasn't.
Due to the material, you could tell, like, people who gave a shit and then people were like – because of him being there. Mm-hmm. And then you could tell, like, who was there just to see the comedy and the crowd. Like, you can easily tell. So you can see sometimes, like, I've never seen Ronald – I'm not going to put your material out there, but the wrestling joke you have about, you know, your name and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Never heard a joke hit so hard in my life. Yeah. It's hit plenty of times. Like, it hits. Yeah. It's a funny joke.
But that night it was.
When he was talking about hitting white people with mangoes, the whole room lit the fuck up. And it was like, all right, this is a wrestling crowd tonight.
But that was the two things. Because one, you're talking about wrestling in a wrestling crowd. Two, you're in Miami talking about being Haitian, throwing mangoes at white people. That was another thing.
Bro, me and shout out to Jay Guy, we're trying to give him a tagline for one of his jokes. He's like, nah, man, it's disrespectful. I'm like, no, that's how you catch the people who actually believe it, and then you make fun of them after. But he didn't want to do it. So I was like, all right, whatever. We'll talk about that off air.
Yeah. My opening joke was the whole, I can relate to my religious grandmother being a wrestling fan because I know what it's like to believe in something that's fake. And they loved it.
Yeah.
But there were still a couple groans in there, but it's like,
I didn't really
man.
Do any like wrestling jokes, but I was messing with the crowd and that cougar, that old ass, that old black lady with missing teeth.
Oh, I heard that one. Oh, that was hilarious.
That shit was hilarious because she was like, oh, I'm a cougar. I do whatever. And I was like, oh, she's going to wrestle someone's pants off tonight. Okay. Get it. I started messing around with the
face. When you fucking went after that couple and you were just like, dude, it's not going to happen tonight. It's not going to happen. And she's just laughing because she knew it was true.
Like, all right. So for those who don't know, like, I don't know none of you guys have seen my material. I have jokes. Like, I ask someone in the crowd something. I don't like asking the crowd much. I like just fucking with them. But I was like, any relationships in here just to see who reacts? And I see the dude like smile and kind of look, but not address it. I'm like, yo, y'all two in a relationship? And the girl immediately was like, it's like she kind of like shook her head no, but like didn't want to do it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, dude, way to get friend zoned all the way in Miami. And you guys from up north, aren't you? It's a long, quiet drive home. And she's laughing hysterically.
Yeah, she's
and
dying.
He's just there dying.
And he's
inside.
Like dying inside. He's like, oh, thank you. No, all right. So after the set, we walked outside, we were talking, and they walked out. And it was like the almost like that. Hey, I walk into your car, friend. Like, that's how I felt.
That must have hurt.
Oh, I felt bad, but it's comedy. I felt good afterwards. I'm like, not I mean, make them feel bad.
Better the truth come out then than later on. He drives her home and then, like, goes in for a kiss. And then she does one of these. He's all, and she's like.
Yeah, I wasn't mad. I didn't feel bad at, like, the situation that happened. Like, I just felt bad. I'm like, damn, he's not getting late tonight. But my set was good. I was like, I don't give a shit. As long as one of the two parties laugh, that's a car ride. I don't have to deal with it. They have to deal with it. I'm cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. You know, the Royal Rumble's coming up. Any yep. predictions?
Royal Rumble, I would love to see Finn Balor beat Brock Lesnar, but it's Brock Lesnar, so he does not lose.
No. Yeah. I think the way everything's going, dude, I honestly think that Finn Balor might take the belt. I think Braun Strowman's going to come out
and attack.
And not attack.
Interrupt the match.
But he's going to do something to interrupt the match, and Finn's going to get the W, bro. I hope. Okay. I just don't want.
I don't think Braun's suspended. I think he's.
He's out the match. Yeah. He got kicked out the match. Yeah, so.
Because it's in Brock's contract that he can't have a clean finish. So for someone to like pin him 1-2-3, that's not like a part of his.
He can get pinned. He can get pinned now.
Oh, but, now it's a
yeah,
thing?
It's, yeah, right. It's not in his contract anymore.
It's been a while, right? I think he had,
yeah. Because that was in there for a minute where it was like he couldn't have a clean finish and he could only lose by like DQ.
It wasn't like it was in his contract. That was kind of just a rumor. But it's just a thing that he wouldn't go for it. It wasn't like it's not in his contract. He just doesn't want to do it.
Right.
So what are you going to do? He's not going to show up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
I just hope that Finn Balor puts his size 11 or 10 shoe square in that motherfucker's chest and pins him, because that's fine.
The coup de grace.
I don't know. Everybody, I think, in the podcast who listens to our few viewers we have, they're going to grow throughout the whole career of freaking this Wrestling Off the Handles podcast, is going to know I fucking don't like Brock Lesnar's character in wrestling. Outside of wrestling, I heard he's done amazing things. Mm-hmm. Love the guy outside of wrestling. But the character has a play in wrestling. I fucking hate it.
I'm not a big fan of it either, because it's just they're pushing him as this. He's the giant there. And they always try to bring in someone else to like one up him as the giant. But it never happens.
Well, Roman was the closest one to kind of like look like they can beat him. But
that was the same thing with Braun. And I mean, the only one that beat him was Goldberg. But then he lost to he beat Goldberg at the next WrestleMania.
It was a cheat. I think he got cheated out.
Well, no, there was that 20-second match at Survivor Series where like Brock tried to like get him in the corner and spear the shit out of him, and then
he slammed him, pushed about, him,
and then did the jackhammer and a spear, and then that was it. It was like
he lost about like what like
the next WrestleMania, like,
yeah,
Suplex City.
I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Finn Balor, which Finn Balor are we gonna get? We can get Demon Finn Balor or Leather.
I think we're
gonna
get Demon Finn Balor, because I could see that being more of a story thing. To like he's gotta make the transformation in order to beat Brock, kind of thing.
He has a different music for that too, right?
Kind of same music, different intro. They put fog machines, and he comes out with the face paint and everything.
Yeah. I want to see like that's up like the whole Venom look too, with that tongue and the way it comes on.
Yeah.
I want to see fucking.
If they want Brock to win, I don't think they'll put it out, because Demon Finn Balor wins matches. When he changes, he has to win. No one can beat him. So I don't think that was going to happen.
But I want to see that, though. I want to see
Demon.
I just want to see it, because that means Finn's going to win. And I just fucking hate Brock Lesnar. His character. I don't hate him as a person. He's a big-ass motherfucker. His character in WWE.
Don't worry. Stupid. He'll never do our podcast. I hear he's not a nice guy in person.
Well, all right. What about Ronda versus Sasha?
Ronda versus Sasha would be a good match. I personally would like Sasha to win.
I don't think Ronda's going to lose the belt, because she's too much of a star. And she has a movie coming up soon, she has the video game coming up, Mortal Kombat.
Well, she's already like the video game's already finished. It's like she's just not like she's voice. Working on it.
No, yet. I know that, but I'm just saying that to sell her brand. I don't think they'll just take the belt.
I thought
right
you were
now.
Thinking maybe no, they would honestly, make her lose so she could go do that work.
No.
I think what they're gonna do is they're gonna let her lose the belt and then win it back. That gives more of a drive than you being the champion and having all that stuff. If you're on the road to come back. That's a better story than already being a champion. Like, I'm doing all these things.
But also, it's been a long, or at least since that I can remember, it's been a while since Sasha's had a title shot.
Yeah, she's been injured or just like this, just not around. Like,
so it could also be a good spot for her to just, you know, her kind of comeback, so to say. Whereas Ronda's like, you know, the champ and but she has the star power. So you're right. I think you might be right on that one, that they're not going to take the belt off her yet.
No, but I think Sasha can carry it though.
Oh, no, Sasha can carry it, definitely. But what I'm saying is that right now, because of the star power Ronda has, they're going to let her glow for a little bit before they strip her of that title.
But you know what I think is going to happen, though? If Sasha does win, and Bayley's going to be like her right hand. Like, it's not going to be like her right hand, but they're going to be doing the tag team and shit like that, whatever.
And I can see her winning by, by Bayley interrupting the match.
Bayley's not going to interrupt the match between them. What's it called, though? Last week, there was a match with Bayley, Natalya, and
Nikki Cross
versus the Riot Squad, but there was like an interaction between them two, and then the Riot Squad came and then they tagged. So what I can see happening is that, like, the next tag team thing is going to happen is going to be Nikki Cross, Bailey, Sasha versus Ronda and Natalya. I think that's gonna be the next tag thing. So if Ronda loses and Sasha gets the belt, then the next tag champion is gonna be Natalya and Ronda.
Really? Okay, that could be interesting.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know what?
Because I think they're building it because they put them two as a tag team just whatever because they're a little feud. Mm-hmm. So once Sasha and Ronda finish their feud, it's going to escalate to a more bigger thing. And they already introduced the tag team title belts. They haven't put nothing out yet for who's going to be on what teams and whatnot. They just mentioned it. Yeah, nothing yet.
It will help her start. They'll probably use Ronda's star power for that belt because it's the first time they've ever had.
And make it something big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that working.
Because I can see Ronda and Natalya make a better tag team champs to push it, like get momentum under it, then mm-hmm. Bailey and Sasha, because if Sasha has the belt, they're just passing the star power over to her, and then they keep that fuse lit with Ronda still pushing the next belt.
Yeah, I can see that.
Probably the match I'm most excited for is Asuka and Becky Lynch. That's gonna be a good
Yeah, Becky's gonna win that back.
I can see that.
Yeah. I want Becky to win.
Yeah, of course.
I love her.
Anything
her
Becky reign. Does, I support.
Yeah.
Much like Alexa Bliss. Yeah. We're both on that roll, right?
Well, her being the man and everything and merchandise and stuff like that, they probably want her to have the belt again. So that's probably definitely gonna happen.
Her in-ring vocabulary is amazing. Like when she talks in the ring, you're automatically glued in because she has the gift of shit talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just her accent just makes it hit so much harder.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that man like me, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, you are the man. Like,
unlike Asuka, who probably barely speaks any English.
No, she doesn't at all. Last week on SmackDown, it was a weird thing because it was a Becky had a match against one of the Iconics. She beats the Iconic. Then Asuka, she's already out there watching the match.
Asuka got pissed off. The other one tried to run. Asuka grabs her, throws in the ring, and then she gets fucked.
And she just starts speaking her native language. Like
She just started doing Japanese.
Yeah.
She started going off, and then Becky's seeing her acting like she understands what she's saying, which...
Well, I want to see, like, Asuka yell at her in Japanese, and then Becky starts yelling at her in Celtic. But they completely understand each other, but the audience is sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely going to be Becky who's going to get the title. Asuka... her time is probably gonna be done for this year.
Yeah, I could see that. But and I mean, she had a decent run for a little bit, but I mean, she's also a very talented person that I think could. I don't think they're gonna put her on the shelf.
You know what I think they're gonna might do with her too. Like I've been thinking about this shit. Call me creepy, but
listening.
If Becky Lynch wins the belt,
mm-hmm.
and then Asuka comes like she's not the champ anymore. Her and the Glow Girl, I forgot her name.
Naomi
were a tag team for a while too.
Oh yeah.
So okay. I think what they're gonna do is whoever they know that can carry the belt on their own that really doesn't do good on like one on ones, let Sasha run that for a bit with whoever's in that pool,
mm-hmm.
and then let the tag teams that they've had build them to just to build up that tag team belt for a bit. I think they're going to push the tag team belts because it's a big thing.
Wait, they now have official they announced
the belts
women's
with, tag Monday team. Night Raw with Alexa Bliss. So it's going to be a belt for both. So it's not just going to be
so both brands are going to have a female tag.
No.
It's one brand for both.
Yeah. So there'll be three tag teams.
So let's
from
say
Raw, three from
the
SmackDown.
Riot Squad wins.
Okay.
They can go to Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, so those tag
fuck around,
whoever are the tag women's tag champions can go to both brands.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's going to be dope though, because then it's going to push more crossover fights.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
Feuds and shit.
Yeah,
because they're trying to recreate. It's like they're trying to make it like the territory days with the brand split. Or that's the closest we'll get to territories.
Yep.
Yeah, they want to really
and
always
it's easier
separate those
for
things.
Them, so that way you know they're not working seven days a week.
And there's not that many female wrestlers too. So that's
there
the smart
are actually
thing.
A lot more female wrestlers.
There are,
on
but.
There.
There are, but it's not enough to put a belt on each division, on tag team division, to let it run with no issues.
I
don't think so.
Would they ever bring the NXT girls to that?
Maybe move some up.
Maybe move some up, maybe, but not now. They got to build that belt, though, first. Before.
Or they could probably do another, like they did the whole invasion angle with NXT. Remember when they did that? Or the Nexus? Maybe do that, but with on a women's angle.
Oh, well, they did try to do that with the Becky. That's why Becky got like so popular.
Yeah,
she got punched in the face. So they've done that angle.
Oh, you mean SmackDown versus Raw invasion?
Yeah, they've done mm-hmm. that. Yeah,
they did that on NXT though, right?
But I'd like to see
Nexus. I think it was.
Yeah, that was the Nexus, and that's when Daniel Bryan was fired because he choked someone with his tie.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The Bar versus Shane McMahon and The Miz for the tag team titles.
That's gonna be an interesting one, just because. All right, anytime Shane McMahon gets in the ring, you know some crazy shit is happening.
Yeah. Last week on SmackDown, they did a Coast to Coast. Shane McMahon did the Coast to Coast
and put the cake in his face.
Put a what?
But it was a cake.
A cake?
It was Shane McMahon's birthday, and what they did was they put the cake in front of Sheamus's face, and then this man jumped from one end. Shane McMahon jumped and
kicked the case
into his face. And yeah, that was hysterical.
I kind of want to see that again. But yeah, you know, that was actually a pretty good match. But I don't see them beating the bar.
No.
Like, why would Shane want to be a tag team champion? But
that too, and also, why? Like, do Shane and Miz have good on screen chemistry? Or like,
oh, yeah, it's just actually funny watching them though too, though, because it's a gimmick.
Yeah, so yeah,
they got good, you know, back and forth, but it's a gimmick too.
Yeah, because I haven't seen them on screen yet because I haven't like watched in a minute. But yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, again, anytime Shane O'Mac is in the ring, I know I'm going to be entertained.
Yeah.
And the bar's a very entertaining tag team as well.
I like the bar as a comedy group too. They are pretty funny together.
Oh no, they are funny, and I like their entrance where they do the whole Dragon Ball Z thing, the fucking fusion, and they start back to back, and
that's what I mean.
They've got a cool entrance.
Yeah, that's what I mean by like comedy. The intro gimmick.
Yeah. But, and they are funny when they have the rap battle versus the Usos.
Yeah, that was funny.
They can be funny. They're not literally like tough guys, even though they are tough guys.
Yeah, well, they're both huge too. Like Sheamus is what, 6'5"?
Yeah, they're pretty tall dudes.
And Cesaro, he's tall, but like from a TV aspect, I mean, I know he's ripped as shit, but from a TV aspect, he doesn't look like giant. Oh, and speaking of giants, Mick Foley,
big dude.
Yeah, he was what, 6'3" maybe?
I don't know. Say? I'm 5'9", 5'10" on a good day. He towered me.
Yeah, you're like an inch taller than me.
Yeah, he definitely was.
So he's definitely dude. Like 6'3", I'd say.
6'2", 6'3", yeah.
6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, big fucking dude.
300 pounds, you'd say, maybe.
Nah. He probably used to be. He actually looks really good in shape.
No, yeah, but he's still like, you know, monster of a man.
Yeah. I like that he on the show he explained the claw, why Mr. Sacco became Mr. Sacco.
Oh yeah, and I mean we're all fans, so we know that story. Right? But still, like him actually just saying, you know, all right, like that's what I loved about the old days of wrestling, where it wasn't 100%. It was 75% scripted and, you know, 20% improv, whereas now it's like 90% scripted, 10% improv, because like he said, he just got told, you know, all right, go in, piss your boss off and get kicked out, and the rest was left up to him. Whereas if that would have been current day, that whole thing would have been written out word for word, segment for segment, like a movie script.
Yeah, it's a different game now. But I don't want Royal Rumble, who's gonna win it? Can we ask that?
I don't know as far as who's gonna win the Royal Rumble. What I've always been more excited. My opinion. All right. So, as far as people who would be in it, I mean,
most of the roster. Like, who do you think is gonna win the Royal Rumble?
It's a tough call.
Ready?
The Male Royal Rumble?
Yeah,
Male Royal Rumble.
Becky Lynch.
That would be great, actually. You know, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, now that they're pushing her to be the man, do you think that they'll kind of give her like a China spot? To like, give her an intercontinental title, maybe, or
no, women.
Or they'll probably do that with.
There's more physicality now, though. Honestly, when it comes to like all the acrobatics and stuff like that, the dudes have to do.
Mm-hmm.
The girls, I think, are more danger now of getting hurt from a guy than they were back then.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think the WWE is done with the women.
Although,
you can't have men beating on women on national TV no more.
Yeah. But every time I say that, though, and I'm like, oh, they can't get that hurt now compared to back then. Like, they'll get hurt worse now than back then. Think about when Eddie Guerrero body slammed freaking Lita, powerbomb outside on the mat. Yeah. So,
I do remember that. That was pretty bad. No. They're never going to do that.
I don't think AEW will go that route with it, but I think that they will go. It's like we were discussing earlier about how I think the cool thing about AEW, Randy, is that they'll have it more be like a sport instead of, you know, elaborate storylines of like, you fucked my mom and got her an abortion, and your adopted sister is your blood sister, that kind of shit. Because I'm just like, the storylines sometimes are so unbelievable, especially nowadays with social media and everything, and fans can look up wrestlers' personal lives and, you know, obviously see that this isn't true, or these, you know, gimmicks are not true. Oh, no, 100%. And that's why they're trying to blur those lines. But I'd like the fact of just if AEW goes the route of, you know, all right, Ronald and I are in a match. He talks shit for 15 minutes. I talk shit for 15 minutes. And there's no elaborate story of, you know.
Oh, you mean like what Brock Lesnar's been doing for the last, not Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman's been doing for like last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Goes out there, does a bunch of yelling, and then runs around the ring. And
mm-hmm. Well, they say the reason why he's been doing that is because he got hurt. And he's
trying to buy time.
Yeah, his elbow wasn't as healed up as they.
Oh, well, he's strong enough to yank a fucking door off a fucking limo and flip that shit. Oh, my elbow's broken, but let me just flip this limo with one hand because I'm really a man.
Remember beast when he flipped
that? But yeah, get F5 one time.
Ambulance.
Yeah, but then he got F5 one time by Brock Lesnar. Like, ooh, he's dead. Oh my god! Like,
of course, it's Brock Lesnar, man. What do you expect, bro? Here,
well, he got
Brock Lesnar. Don't lose.
So if that's the case, then Daniel Bryan should be able to beat Braun Strowman.
Yeah,
because he gave freaking Brock Lesnar the business when they were fighting in for the show Survivor Series. And he was whooping the shit out of Brock Lesnar for a bit. So he should be able to beat him then if that's the case. Because if the mathematical equation works out, right? If Braun Strowman can beat all of WWE, but Brock Lesnar can slam him 3 times and then finish him, then Daniel Bryan should be able to almost beat him then because he almost beat Brock Lesnar and almost tapped him.
Well, it's the new Daniel Bryan.
New Daniel Bryan. Yeah, that's why. Maybe he got like
vegan Avenger.
That makes you strong, man.
Well, bro, plant-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be actually...
I want to see him
or hallucinogens. Just like, you know, that might be it, too. You know, that cocaine, the crackhead strength.
No, I want to see him in, like, a cut a promo on somewhere where the reporter's just there like, oh, Daniel, how'd you get that massive strength? You know what, kids? Eat your broccoli!
I could see this man being out like a farm when I'm fucking interviewing him. He's like, you know how I got strong?
Back kale!
That cocaine. He's like, you know what? And let me tell you one thing. It's like, whoa, relax, bro. Calm down. It's not a match.
Oh, man. All right. Royal Rumble, I think it's going to be R-Truth. R-Truth is winning the Royal Rumble. Oh, I
forgot about R-Truth.
Is winning the Royal
Yo, that'll
Rumble.
Be amazing because, yo, they need to give him a run at something, dude.
Yeah.
Like he's fucking
he's
hilarious.
He's been there for,
dude.
What, 20 years at least?
Nah, not that
this
long.
Dude's in
no,
his
he's
late,
been there since I was a kid.
Dude's in his 40s. He's in better shape than majority.
I remember when he used to team with a Road Dogg, Jesse James.
I do remember that. That's when he got on. I think
that's when he started.
Yeah.
And he used to come out with the bulletproof vest with the R-Truth in the middle and zip it down like he was DMX and shit like that.
Yeah.
That R of DMX.
We get router.
Yeah. And he would rap his he still raps his theme song. He actually
What's up?
I love that. Yeah. No, he's
the Golden Truth.
He's winning the Royal Rumble. He's number 30. The best spot on that card to be.
Now, who do you think, which Hall of Famers do you think will make appearances at the Royal Rumble?
I really don't know who's healthy.
Chris Benoit.
I could see maybe.
I'm joking.
I'm so glad you're off screen.
I'm joking. I don't give a fuck. It's a joke. I sent my condolences out. It's
Jake
a joke.
The Snake's in pretty good shape now.
You know who would be funny coming back? Diamond Dallas Page. That'd be cool to see him.
He's already came back a few times.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can see him. But
Kevin Nash came back too.
Yeah, once. Yeah.
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 But Snake, I mean, he's old and he's got a lot of injuries ahead of him, but he's like now he's sober and everything.
Yeah, I don't think he'd come back though.
He may come
back and do a spot.
You know? Yeah. Because Jake who was it? Jimmy Snuka did one a few years ago.
Yeah, but Jimmy Snuka dead now.
Jimmy Snuka did it in 2008.
Yeah, that was 2008.
But he was not in good shape then.
No, but he wasn't in good shape back then either though.
That's what I'm saying. Like Jake the Snake is okay to enough
Jake
to do one
Snake
spot.
Jake the Snake is way... Bro, I saw him on the Joe Rogan podcast. That man is not in any kind of form to do that at all.
Really?
No, he is not. Like he looks healthy now.
Yeah.
Because he's off the drugs, but he's not in the physical shape to do any of that stuff.
To do at least one spot.
Nope. He could probably do
he
one
He did a
spot
with Dean Ambrose when he came in and did the snake thing to him when the shield was together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do remember
and
that.
Then Dean was laughing as he put the snake on him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Show that he's crazy.
No, like Jake put the snake on Dean and Dean's like lying there passed out and you can see him do like one of these.
Like one of those nervous smirks, like he's like, hurry up, please get it off.
Oh, of course, exactly. Who wants the snake on you?
Remember when he did it to, he put the snake on Macho Man and it bit Macho Man in the arm and Macho Man just played along with it?
Yeah, but they talked about that on the Joe Rogan podcast. He said that the snake really bit into him.
And, but the snake was not, I think it was devenomized because it was an
cobra. It was devenomized.
It was a devenomized cobra.
What's it called? The Macho Man wasn't expecting him to actually get bit. It was supposed to be like a... But the snake really dug into him. So he's like, yo... when he went in to like punch him to make him seem like he goes, "You're doing good," and he's like, "Screw you!" And he's cursing him out and shit. Yeah.
Well, they talk about that. Jake the Snake talks about that. They had a conversation before the match, and saying that
I need to tell you something, brother. I don't know where that snake's been, but I need to see him bite you.
He's like, yeah. And when he bit him, he goes, "Now don't move. I don't know if you got like an antidote or something, brother.
Yeah. But I need to see if it kills you, because I don't trust you letting it bite me."
Because he was very paranoid, man. He really believed that.
Macho Man was paranoid?
He was afraid that like Jake the Snake was probably like trying to get a head spot or something like that.
So then after the 10 minutes of that, he sat there for 10 minutes watching him, like, and he was like, "See, Jake the Snake's like, you see, you know, Macho, nothing. There's nothing there." And Macho Man was like, "All right, brother. I'll see you in the ring." And then Jake the Snake was like, when he went to make him like to bite him, like they turned for a quick second off of his, like put his back to us, so you can't see what he's doing to the snake. Mm-hmm. He was just supposed to grab him and put it up and be like, "Yeah," like, and then like fuck around. But Jake the Snake even says, he's like, "I slapped the shit out of that snake like 3-4 times to get him mad and open up his mouth. And I just kind of held him at towards his arm, bam! And he was like, "You're doing," he's like, "You're doing good." And Macho Man sitting there yelling at me like, "Go to hell!" And like,
those type of stories are the best thing about wrestling, man.
Those behind the scenes stories.
Yeah, though he was pretty pissed off, though.
I mean, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, Macho Man was fucking pissed, bro. Blood was genuine. That was all real. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like about that, which you have to go to work and your boss is like, "Hey, you're gonna get bit by a snake," and that's just something you've never done.
Oh, brother, is it venomous?
I would never like, I would quit my job.
Anaconda.
I don't blame like
$2 million.
Nope.
You can't pay $5 million.
Can't pay me enough.
Non-venomous snake.
Can't pay me enough, bro. Can't pay me enough.
Okay, then what would you get bit by? No snakes, no spiders.
I'd much rather get bit by a dog, which has happened before.
You'd rather get bit by a dog.
Yep, facts.
I'd rather be bit by a snake.
100%, yeah.
It's a tiny little bite. Boom, I'm good.
You would die much faster from a venomous bite from a snake.
I'm saying a regular bite.
As a paranoia. All
right. A Rottweiler? Or are we talking about like a
poodle? I got bit by Rottweiler. I got bit by a Rottweiler, full size Rottweiler. Caught me right on my forearm and dug all the way in. I'd much rather get bit by a dog.
Running from the cops?
No, I wasn't. You look like you run more from the cops than I do.
Well, I mean, you were running from the cops, but you're so fat, the dog got you.
No. That is the dumbest joke ever. Rottweilers are fast, fuckface.
Yeah, exactly. It caught right up to you.
Yeah.
Regardless, you with your fat ass and Usain Bolt.
Bro, I could be Usain Bolt and I'd still get caught by a dog, okay? Doesn't matter how fucking
I think Usain Bolt could outrun a dog.
Possibly. I actually think he could.
I don't think so, bro.
He's pretty fast, man.
Yeah, he's pretty fast, yeah. But you see Usain Bolt and they see that dog.
It's not like a cheetah. A cheetah, yeah. He can't beat that, but I definitely think he probably can beat a dog.
Yeah.
Like moving at a ground. What are those dogs at the park? Or the
Greyhounds.
One? Greyhounds. Yeah, no, you're not that, but a Rottweiler probably.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't know. Let's ask Usain Bolt to commit a crime and have a canine unit run after him and see what happens. Usain Bolt, if you're listening, go out and commit a crime, brother.
This man.
We want to see you get bit by a dog.
Please don't commit a crime.
In the women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, if Usain Bolt gets shot by the cops, I don't want to be held responsible.
Okay, all right. The one thing I was trying to avoid bringing up, but
hey, we're wrestling off the handle. We're going off the handle here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, the women's Royal Rumble is going to be Camila.
Camila, you think?
Yeah, it has to be. She's number 30, and I don't see any other, you know, because whoever wins that Royal Rumble gets a chance at a belt. I don't think any of them are ready for that.
Really, bro?
What?
I think somebody is ready for that belt.
Who?
Nikki Cross, bro.
Nah.
Bro, I like Nikki Cross, bro.
Nah, Nikki Cross. Nah, she's just too new.
Didn't she used to be the same thing with Asuka?
I don't know.
They did the same thing with Asuka. She was in for like a month, and they were
and
like,
she
oh,
got
nope.
a huge push.
And she got a huge push.
No, Asuka was there for a little bit.
Nikki Cross is a nutcase.
Well, but yeah, Asuka was in NXT nutcase, first. Everybody's so that's already... why she got that huge push.
Yeah, but so was Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
Everyone goes there. Yeah.
Nikki Cross is a nutcase, but the crowd fucking loves her.
Really?
She's a nutcase. Like, that's the character, but the crowd loves her.
She did get a pretty good pop.
Well, she
that's why she reminds me of Rosemary from Impact. I don't know if you remember her.
She did a triple threat match with, it was Natalia and Bailey against the Riot Squad, and she ended up fucking up the Riot Squad pretty much by herself for a bit.
Yeah, it was a pretty good match. She had a nice what do you call it when you come off the rope? A body
slam. Crossbody.
Crossbody. Thank you.
On all three of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It looked like she hit one of the Riot Squads hit the back of her head, but you know.
Yeah. Like they just fight through it.
Yeah.
No, nope. The part with the fact where she's always like, Nikki wants to play. And yeah, like it was fucking hilarious, dude.
I can't tell where her accent's from.
She's Scottish. This, she's folks. Yeah, okay. I saw an interview on her. Yeah,
yeah. It sounds weird though. Like her Scottish.
Yeah, Nikki wants to play like with that. Nikki.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Then they get.
I'm dead sexy.
They get EC3, but EC3 hasn't wrestled. He just keeps being in the background, just like showing off, like his I'm in shape. I don't know what they're gonna do with that guy.
I don't know what his whole thing is either. I don't. Like, what's his guy's like? What's he supposed to do?
I have no idea.
Is he a manager? Is that his
name? He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know the United States title, Rusev. They don't really. I don't feel like there's no
real strong story behind it.
Yeah. Why is that? Why isn't that important anymore?
Because you know how it's the U.S. title.
I mean, there's so many other.
Let Lorraine talk.
It's because like it's a U.S. title, right? It's got a bunch of fucking foreigners with the belt.
We're building a wall around the U.S. title.
Bring that shit back to America. And by all means, folks, I do not support Trump. But that's fucking funny.
We just like jokes.
When has there...
Fucking Asians had it for like fucking 6-7 months. And now Russian has it.
Oh, my God.
What was the last time there was... An American
American belt.
Fucking USA title.
Oh my God. It's been a long
all
time.
All these immigrants coming and stealing our belts.
Our titles are their green card,
bro.
They took our belt.
That's their I'm an American.
I have citizenship now.
They hold it up, they go to the airport. Passport up, US champion. Go right on in.
Yeah, man.
Can I see your papers? This is my papers.
Right? You see this here? Put it through the metal detector. It might take a couple minutes. Do you see this?
No, man. It has been a very long time since they had a United States, an actual American win the title, or there's really any importance to it. You know,
I guess there's just so many other titles.
Like
and
I just said,
more there's not talented people winning the other titles that they don't have anyone to really compete for that, or they just kind of. Put it off.
You know why though?
On the shelf.
You know another reason why I think so too is because all the actual good American talent are going for the bigger belt. and all these people they're trying to bring up are like, "Hey, I want to go for the belt," and they're like, "We can have
that." You know that's funny.
I want to see a big country boy win the European title, just like, "Yeah, I'm your European champion."
Well, the European
what's it called? Wasn't that just now? And then they got Lashley's doing it now, right?
He's the Intercontinental.
Yeah, that's Intercontinental.
There's no European title. They retired that the belt.
Oh, there's
that took over okay. The United States belt took over that.
Well, see, look, you freed up. You got Bobby Lashley as the Intercontinental, right? Mm-hmm. Now you have two white dudes. Okay, mm-hmm. You got Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, who can go be the U.S. title now. One of them two can actually go for the belt now. And, like,
what if all three members of the Lucha
Lucha House Party
Lucha House Party become the United States champion.
That's crazy, bro. That's like the Kool-Aid Man really being real and breaking down that wall.
Yeah, exactly.
That's breaking the mold.
No, you remember that feud? It was between JBL and Eddie Guerrero, where JBL like tossed one of Guerrero's family members over the border, like in a storyline. Yeah,
was that really?
Yeah.
God, wrestling's racist.
No shit.
Duh. It's super racist. It's like an Asian dude using the U.S. championship. It's a, and then a Russian. Yo, what if Trump's in collusion with Yusef? And that's like,
but one thing I do love about wrestling is, okay, there are super racist angles, but it's the only place where you will see like a damn neo-Nazi in a crowd cheering Goldberg, Goldberg.
Hey man, it is what it is, bro.
Exactly.
All I know is
that's the only time that like racist people will cheer other races is in wrestling. Like,
I really think they're fighting for that belt for citizenship, bro.
What if that happens? Like Vince brings Donald Trump out and it's just like, okay, the winner of this match gets citizenship to my country.
That's how you determine who's the new champ.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, man.
There you go, guys. Play for your freedom. And he's still about to move.
You know what that reminds me of? The scene from Batman Dark Knight, where
he throws a stick in the middle of the room.
We only have one job.
We're gonna have tryouts.
We're gonna have tryouts. But you only get one belt. One belt. The USA title.
Well, after that, I don't think there's any. Oh, look at a cruiserweight title.
Yeah, there's a cruiserweight, the Intercontinental. They need to bring back the hardcore title. I miss that.
But there's no hardcore division, though. You can't do
Yeah, there's really no hardcore wrestlers in WWE.
Yeah, there is.
Who? There's Dean Ambrose.
And Becky Lynch, bro. The man, bro. You got to respect the man. She's the man for a reason.
I love the.
They had that steel match, and then the
TLC
last man standing match last time. That was, bro.
And the one where she broke her nose, but she had a bloody nose. That's what she
that
got.
That was when she got hit by Nia Jax, which they ran with that for way too long, I think. But that's another story.
I don't feel like they cashed in on that. They didn't really do anything with it.
They did cash in medical bills. They had to pay for that shit.
What if Nia Jax gets to be the one to defeat Brock Lesnar? That would be great.
Yeah, but then they didn't really put no feud to that. They didn't put no gas onto that.
Yeah, it was just you bloodied my nose and that's it.
Yeah, they made her household name. Made
Becky Lynch iconic, bro.
It did.
I think after that was when she started going by the man, right?
She was pushing that gimmick. Beforehand,
yeah, she did that a long time ago.
She was like, "I'm the Maya," and then she'd do the whole. I like yo, honestly.
Now is that
I give her credit, bro? She got good ring in ring presence, talent, bro. Yeah, she'd rust her ass off.
You know what? Funny thing is, you know what? She actually, before she did that, she went talk to Mick Foley about that before she actually called herself the man. He's like, she ran him some ideas.
Wasn't Mick one of her mentors growing up, right?
Yeah,
wrestling and shit like that.
Yeah. He just ran to her the idea, like went backstage, and he's like, "Just do it." That's what Foley said, and now she's the man.
Nice,
yeah.
Well, that's nice to know. At least someone's got creative control of their character. Yeah.
Why do you think he's doing stand-up comedy now? Got creative control over his jokes. He said what he wants. It's a fact.
Yeah, man. All right, I'm saying it's gonna be R-Truth that's gonna win the Royal Rumble.
Can I ask a question, bro?
Be actually, Seth.
Can I ask a question? And you know, I'm gonna ask this, and this has nothing to do with race.
But
you saying because he's your boy? He's one of the homies.
Yeah, yeah. If he was Haitian, I would totally 100%.
What Spanish guys in there that I can pick?
Fandango.
Who?
Fandango.
Lucha House Party.
No, they're not. Calisto. They're not gonna win.
No. I think it's actually gonna be Seth because they've been pushing Seth to be the next guy to be the man.
Seth or Dean?
You mean Colby?
And definitely gonna be Seth. Seth's a freaking.
That's his real name.
I think Seth or Dean, one of the two.
Why Dean?
Because neither one of them had the belt, so they're both open to get pushed again. And Dean was doing good as the psychopath too.
Yeah, and that'll give Dean that whole.
And
you
Dean's
know,
doing a little bit of
proving himself versus being the third wheel of the Shield. Because that was his whole thing for a while.
Been a little cheat lately and shit like that too, so that might come into play too for the Royal Rumble.
It'll be honestly crazy. I know it's not gonna happen.
Hey, look, Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack. I know it won't happen, but if it...
Yo, it took him 20 minutes to get to the ring. I love Cactus Jack. If he ever comes in, I'm going to ask him, what took so long getting to the ring?
My knees is what he's going to say.
Or you know, he'll just say, have you seen Hell in the Cell?
Yeah. Right?
I left pieces of my body. Like, we know. Mick, we know. We heard your set. I love Mick to death. Hey, Mick Foley, if you're listening to this, dude.
Yeah, man. We really appreciate getting to share the stage with you. And you had a great set. And
you know what? I think he understands us joking around and making fun of like situations and shit like that because he's doing comedy. He gets what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. He's not.
And he tells some stories about his
that
days.
Kind of pretentious dude.
Yeah, he knows like the how people are and stuff like that. He's not.
And to sit there on stage and tell jokes, you have to have kind of a weird sense of humor, especially with all the stuff that they did as wrestling. Like, with I'm not saying he uses celebrity, but you know what I mean? Like, having certain doors open where you can actually get away with shit, like, yeah, you got to have a twisted sense of humor sometimes.
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who wants to do comedy and or wrestle, you got to be fucked up in some sort of way.
Yeah, man. You know, some more than others, but hey, it is what it is. You know?
Or damaged, I guess you could say.
What the f- All right. Did you catch that? Damn it. Did you get stuck in words?
Yeah.
To Dan Weiss.
I don't know what that was.
Damaged.
Guys. All right.
Anyways,
my win.
You're on that boat alone, bro. All right, so you got R-Truth, right?
I actually really think it's gonna be Seth.
What are you, the king? Are you switching around? You got one pick, and that's it, bro. We're only doing one pick. We're not doing the jump boat.
I think it's gonna be Seth, but I want it to be R-Truth because he's number 30 and black.
I'd like it to be Dean because I like Dean.
All right.
So you pick R-Truth, you pick Dean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still torn, man.
Who?
I don't know, man. I think it's gonna be Leo Rush.
Leo Rush. He's not in that. The Royal Rumble.
I know. But I really don't know who I'm gonna do.
Bobby Lashley.
No, he's not in it.
But you know what would be crazy?
You know what? I think Dean. I'm gonna run with Dean. I like Dean. I can't think of anybody else right now, off the top of my head.
Hasn't had a championship run in quite a while.
He had the belt.
The belt. Yeah.
When did he have the belt?
He recently had the belt, bro. He had a belt, yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody while we're watching and be like, oh, shit, I forgot about him. Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who I would want?
Mustafa Ali's in there also, okay.
Yeah, but he's too new.
Yeah.
Too new. I mean, I might do like an Oscar moment with him probably.
What about, what's that other guy?
What's it called? I think, dude from Titus Worldwide. Not Titus. Paulo
Cruz. Yeah.
I think he might do it. He just Jinder Mahal,
is he in it?
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal is just, yeah.
He'll be the next U.S. champion.
Residency's almost over.
Yeah, it probably will be that. All right, man. I think we got this all done.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Wrestling Off the Handles. This is Ronald Preville. I'm Kevin Javier. You can find me at Javier Comedy on Instagram. Ronald, your handle.
You can find me at everything at Hey, It's Ronald. Hey, ITS, Ronald.
And our Ginger Rican sound guy, Mr. Andy Vega.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms as Funny Ginger Rican is no more. I changed it. It's at Randy V Comedy, guys. It's so much easier now. Randy V Comedy.
His domain name.
I like how he put some pause in it. Like, it was that really that important? But, you know, it wasn't.
It's cool. His gimmick change. I'm not the Funny Ginger Rican no more.
Fuck you guys, man. Like, yo, I can't, he's doing
a heel turn.
I was checking for that name.
The new Randy Vega.
Wait until I lose weight. Then I'm going to start telling y'all. Then I'm going to be like, y'all fuckers need to move
Instead
over.
Of the RKO, it's the RTO. You need to make
hey, watch. I'm going to drop some weight and be like, yo, y'all need to slide over. My face can fit in the screen now. Screw all of you guys.
Randy is a wrestler. He's the Ginger Rican. He comes to the ring with like a tub of, I can't believe it's not butter, but it's filled with adobo or some shit or fucking sofrito and a bottle of Bacardi.
I'm waiting for the joke to finish so I can go in.
Go on. Go in.
Talk about me with a bottle of adobo or something like that, though. Dude, don't you gotta rob a liquor store in like 5 minutes where you're dressed right now, bro?
No, I gotta get shot by the cops.
And on that note, this is Wrestling Off the Handle. Thank you guys for watching.
Oh, thank you.